Gungatrek SBS Hayrena. The date is set for this year's federal elections, and political leaders are already on campaign trail. To get his views on the election and the policies of major parties, I'm joined by Dr. Zarir Azarian, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at Monash University. Dr. Zarir, welcome to SBS Armenian.
Thanks so much for having me, Vahe.
Dr. Zarir, now that the pre-election campaign has started, why the leaders of both major parties started campaigning in marginal seats?
The election is going to be very close, and the coalition must win all the seats it currently has to have a chance of remaining in government. And the Labour Party must win at least 7 or so seats to be able to govern in their own right. So it's a very, very close set of numbers. And so we expect the leaders to be going all around the country, visiting marginal seats especially, because those are the ones that are the key to either party winning or losing the election. And when we look at where the marginal seats are, for the Liberal Party, for the coalition, the most marginal seats are in Tasmania, the seat of Bass, and the seat of Chisholm in Victoria. And for the Labour Party, the most marginal seat is the seat of Macquarie and the seat of Lilly in Queensland. So these seats we expect to get a lot of attention over the next few weeks.
And the marginal seats are fought over local or federal issues?
Marginal seats are where there's a real battle by the major parties especially to highlight how local candidates can improve representation for their communities, but also how the parties themselves will make improvements to the local community. So it's often the case that we see many of the policies, many proposals being put forward to marginal seats in order to attract voters in those areas.
What are the main policies of the two major parties?
The major parties share similarities with each other on a number of policies, but there are, of course, differences. There are reports in relation to how the Labor and Coalition parties differ, for example, in terms of their education policies. There's some differences in childcare policy. There's differences in terms of the approach towards climate targets as well that are being reported. What we expect to see over the next few weeks is these differences really start to become clearer. And as policies and promises are made, we get a bigger sense and greater sense of how the parties are different and what they will do differently if elected to government.
Will defence, climate change, economy be on the list of policies or the main parties?
We would expect those to be really prominent and really high-order issues during the election campaign. And we've seen how education, we've seen how climate change can be prominent. But also, I think this time, we were also going to see a lot of focus on the economy, on jobs, on interest rates, and on economic management.
And what the polls predict about the election? Any clear winner?
The polls for a number of months now are showing that the Labor Party is in a comfortable lead, and we expect the Labor Party to win based on those numbers. But of course, we were here saying the same thing 3 years ago when the polls were showing very similar results. What happened 3 years ago, of course, was that the coalition was able to retain government. This time, the idea is that there's been changes to how polls gather and present their data. So we would expect, based on these numbers, that the Labor Party is in a very strong position to win the election. But having said that, there's still that niggling doubt about the accuracy of polls. So I would not be surprised if the coalition was able to somehow remain in government.
Is a hung parliament possible?
A hung parliament is possible, but it is rare in Australia. Of course, a hung parliament is when neither major party wins enough seats to have a majority in the House of Representatives, the lower house, and as a result, they must rely on independents or other minor party candidates who are elected to parliament in order to have that majority. Based on the numbers, it's possible that we'll have a hung parliament. but it's unlikely. So I wouldn't expect a hung parliament to be the result of this election.
And how will independents and small parties shape the future government?
Independents are really prominent in this election. We can see them tackling and campaigning very hard in some high-profile seats, such as in the Treasurer's seat of Kooyong in Victoria and others around Melbourne and Sydney. Traditionally, independents have not done very well in general elections, but this is the first election in the COVID era at the national level. There are many unknowns to this election campaign, and also the issues that the independents, many of the independents, are campaigning on about socially progressive issues such as climate change and Parliament and the operation of Parliament may resonate with voters. But if we look at history as a guide, it's unlikely that independents are going to be elected to this Parliament.
And will the character of the two leaders be the focus during the pre-election campaign? They were both in the spotlight with issues of Brittany Higgins and the culture in the federal parliament, and for Mr. Albanese, the late Senator Kitching's case.
The personality, the leadership qualities of the leaders is going to be, I think, very, very important during the campaign. It's going to be a long campaign, about 6 weeks, and there will be a focus on how these individuals can lead, how they make decisions, and also their character. This is going to be critically important, and it's going to be, I think, something that a lot of people will be talking about, will be focusing on, and will also influence how people decide who to vote for on the election day.
Dr. Zare, thank you for the interview. It's going to be an interesting month. We'll talk about the election results again after May 21.
I look forward to that. Thanks for having me.
Our guest was Dr. Zare Ghazaryan, Senior Lecturer in Politics and International Relations at Monash University. Հավնե, լայք, բաժանեք, կարծիքդ հայտնել, հետևե SBS հայրենին թիմադեդրի վրա։